one of the issues, which is a sticky issue, is the issue of the presidency. As you saw, the first proposal that came out from IGAD was us having four vice presidents. Yesterday, we divided the youth into groups, and the governance group worked on a document, and they opposed to the four vice presidents, and they say this one cannot realistically work. And we propose that instead let's have two vice presidents as opposed to having four vice presidents, because they only have 3 years, and you cannot have four vice presidents in one country. This will bring a lot of challenges and a lot of issues. And then now we propose to have 18 ministries as opposed to having a lot of ministries, because we believe some of these ministries can be amalgamated and they become one ministry.
What are some of your suggestions when it comes to security arrangements in the next round of the high-level revitalization process?
On Chapter 2, which is transitional security arrangement and permanent ceasefire, we also agree that we do not want to have two armies in one country, given the scenario of the previous event that we had. It's good to, during the pre-transitional period, they're able to reintegrate the army, and then the remaining forces are going to be contained, and a proper DDR program is put in place for them to be integrated into the community. We also discussed that, because one of the sticky issues is the issue of the political leaders, their protection. We yesterday agreed that there is need to establish a joint integrated police unit that will provide VIP protection to the political leaders that will be coming from the opposition side. And this will involve all the parties will be able to get professional forces that will be trained on how to protect the VIP. We also say that the RPF will be able to create some buffer zone that will be able to separate the forces, so that we do not want to experience the 2016 incident where people forces clash among themselves. We also say there should be a proper program of getting out children who are soldiers, the issue of child soldiers. But again, very important is that we say the DDR program must be really very comprehensive, because we believe there are young people there who might want to pursue life, not even in the military. We said in the governance, we need to have 35% youth representation at all levels of government. And this is a genuine demand that the youth are putting forward.
Let's talk about the next round of the high-level revitalization forum. As the youth, you're already strategizing. But going to this forum, or this high-level revitalization forum, the third round, are you quite optimistic, really, that something will come out of these 4 days of negotiations?
To be honest with you, and to be very realistic with you, we are still concerned that the 4 or 5 days is not going to be enough. Because when you look at the previous talks, we spent more than 10 days, and those days the parties could not agree to most of the sticking issues. Because what they are left with are the issues that really need a lot of consensus building. So we are really concerned that these five days will never be enough unless something is done before that particular time. We are also told that the IGAD special envoy or the envoy office is doing a lot of diplomacy, visit and consultation with the parties and the stakeholders, so that some of these things can be discussed through the back door. But we believe that in the spirit of transparency and in the spirit of citizen ownership of the agreement, it's important that citizens get to know what consultations are going on and how can they participate. Because, you know, the problem, David William, is that there is a disconnect between the political leaders and the citizens themselves, even the people who the parties claim to represent. So if you're talking about power or responsibility sharing, you know, citizens have to have a very important role, a critical role to play, to provide this kind of different options or even suggestions.